The state public safety secretary is now investigating accusations that the office that oversees breathalyzer tests withheld evidence that might have shown that some of the tests were faulty. That investigation follows allegations from defense attorneys who said that the Office of Alcohol Testing, which is overseen by state police, failed to turn over documents about breathalyzer test results. One of those defense attorneys is Joe Bernard, who's on the line with us now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this announcement that the state public safety secretary is investigating?
Well, I applaud his efforts for stepping forward and taking responsibility. I think it gives a lot of confidence to the citizens that, you know, that the head of public safety has recognized that there's a problem and he's taking responsibility for it and making an effort to remedy the issue. Although I do think there could be a better remedy, and that would be an independent audit of the lab. And I think that would be a better next step. But this is a great first step, and I applaud his effort.
And let's just talk about a little bit about the allegations without getting too much in the weeds here. What you've said, what you've alleged here, is that some documents about these machines were withheld. Can you explain?
Sure. So during the litigation that took place for 2 years, we were requesting particular documents. In this specific case, these were worksheets that identified supposedly the reliability of the machines. What we received was 100% of all the worksheets that demonstrated that the machines worked. What we didn't get was the 400-plus worksheets that identified all the failures that the Office of Alcohol Testing attempted when they calibrated the machines. They withheld those.
And you're alleging that those were deliberately withheld?
Well, we don't know, and I don't want to speculate, but it would seem if we received 100% of all the ones that were successful and we didn't get any of the ones that failed, it would lend itself to any logical person that somebody made a conscious decision. But I don't know.
Hmm. Now, it's my understanding that prosecutors already decided that they would not be offering breath tests from these machines in any trials or plea bargains. I mean, what happens with drunk driving cases right now, Joe?
Well, the state police are continuing to utilize the Draeger 9510, but right now the prosecutors in this case and prosecutors across the state have done the right thing, and they've taken a step back to determine what's going on with the Office of Alcohol Testing. The prosecutors I've dealt with in this case for 2 years are good, honorable people. I don't think had anything to do with this. They made efforts to obtain the information, and they just didn't receive the appropriate response from the Office of Alcohol Testing. Hmm.
So if you look at this overall and you extrapolate the documents that were missing in your case and when these machines may have been faulty, I mean, how many drunk driving cases in the state do you think might be affected by this?
My forensic expert tells me over 50,000 different citizens could be impacted by these documents being withheld.
Hmm. And what time frame are we talking about for these tests, Joe?
From 2011 until the present. Hmm. These documents go back to all the way to 2011 when the machines were rolled out and being used as a citizens here in Massachusetts.
All right. Defense Attorney Joe Bernard is among the attorneys who had alleged that the State Police Office of Alcohol Testing may have withheld documents regarding breathalyzer test machines. Joe, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great day.